This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
And welcome to another edition of Happy Hour. This is an update about my midlife crisis / a and wine, except I don't have a wine at this point, I guess, because I am drinking a hard seltzer this time around. Annie, are you drinking something?
Yeah.
What you drinking?
Still cider. Still have some cider.
Lovely.
Yes, it's still nice and cool here. I did throw out my pumpkin yesterday. It was kind of sad. But
well, if you caught the pumpkin.
I know the pumpkin. I did kill the pumpkin, but you know when a pumpkin starts to like rot and the juice gets in there?
Oh yeah.
It spilled all over me.
Ew, and you gotta bag it first.
It smelled horrible. Well, I did bag it, but like it leaked through the bag.
Oh.
And
you don't have a good bag.
I was
then.
Not sick. I mean, but I was close though. Oh, I'm very sensitive to smell.
Mm-mm.
And it was all over me. So the pumpkin got the last say.
See, pumpkin will come back at you. This is why I never carve a pumpkkin / because I don't like carving
pumpkins.
Baby ones that I just think is cute. And sometimes I put googly eyes on it. Like, that's the extent of my decorating, because I'm like, why? But we're not talking about pumpkins today. And if you are also drinking, whether it's a cider or a hard seltzer or whatever you're doing, do it responsibly. At this point in time, if we talk about a brand or something very specific, they're not necessarily our sponsor. So one day, maybe, I don't know. We just went back and forth about, like, what all we should be endorsing and whatnot, and then how many things we need to be boycotting and this point. So again, reminder, dynamic advertising happens. Things are done that's not necessarily given to us for approval. Just a reminder. If there's something problematic, let us know nicely, because we might not know about that. So
yeah, and we appreciate it.
Yes. Yeah, so it's just Annie and I right now, essentially, unless we ask the question about, like, well, what is this? And then we have to do our own research. So being on here 6 times a week, constantly going, never knowing when you might listen to this, you being our listeners. Thank you for listening. Things change. So again, just as a pleasant reminder, as the world is going to chaos and a lot of awful things are happening, we also want to try to be good facilitators on our platform. So as a reminder. Anyway, but that's not what we're talking about either. No, we are talking about me being a dog mom. I called myself a dog mom. I did it.
Oh, boy.
It took me years. But essentially, it has become a thing. Before we start, content warning, we are talking about pet death, pet, hurt and surgery and pain, all those things. You know, and when I first lost my dog, I could not listen to this. So, just a warning, nothing bad has happened, FYI, just that we're going to talk about it. So, y'all know that I have a crazy dog named Peaches, Gertrude McFuzzin, partially because she has me as an owner, who is anxious on every level, paranoid to some extent, and has an attachment disorder. So, add that to having a dog, which is also probably why I don't want to have children. And yes, I have become the 40-something independent woman who owns things and decided that she wants to be a dog owner as well because I could afford it. I actually had, you and I had this conversation, Annie, like, you really need a savings before owning a dog, which is sad because there's so many wonderful dogs out there that need good homes. But it's a privilege to have a dog, which is sad because dogs are wonderful. Annie, shut up. We don't care about your opinion on dogs. But like, I know you. But there's so many things to like having to care for a dog. When I first got my first dog, which was when I was at DFACS, he was a senior dog. I was like, I don't want a young dog. I want one that needs help. Like, not that all of them don't, but you know what I mean. Those are special cases. So I adopted a senior dog that had a Cushing's disease, which I didn't know what that was at that point in time. And I was like, oh, no. That went through a lot of like healthcare stuff. And I put myself into pretty big debt for my dog to the point that I lapsed of my credit and a lot of things because I made poor choices as a 20-something new college grad working in a field that pays literally less than minimum wage for the hours as a social worker that I was working. But I needed emotional stability, and my dog, Bennington Ziegler, which is what I called him, was my saving grace for the first 3 years of that field. Again, majorly dead. Like, I'm still probably paying for it technically. Yeah. Annie's making that face of like, this is why I don't own a dog.
No.
Don't lie to me.
That's just a lot.
It's a lot. But after he died, I was a mess. Like, I still tear up when I think about my dog and how he died. Like, he didn't die tragically or anything, but it was just like so many things happened that I was like not able to see him. I'm tearing up now thinking about it. This has been like years too. I couldn't get another dog for several years because I was so attached to him, which I only had him for like 4 years. Technically, because it was the last 4 years of his life. His owner, previous owner, had died, and he'd gotten placed at a vet's till I adopted him. So, like, all these things finally got to the point that I'm like, I'm ready for a new dog. I don't want them to be older anymore. I can't take it. I need longer than 4 years. But I don't want a tiny puppy. And of course, I wanted to adopt. And so I adopted it from, I adopted Peaches Gertrude McFuzzin, I think in 2015, from our local animal shelter, which does a lot, but it's over capacity. So if anybody in Atlanta needs an animal, or anybody in Georgia, go adopt. Fulton County Animal Shelter, Lifeline, or wherever at your local shelter. Okay. Again, not sponsors, but I believe in their work. But yeah, so I adopted Peaches from there, and I didn't change her name because she was 9 months old at the point. I really liked the name Peaches, so I kept it, and I just added on. Peaches Gertrude McFuzzin. And if you know, there's a book, a Dr. Seuss book, apparently, called Gertrude McFuzz. And it just added, it sounded so perfect that that's what I named my dog. I've never even read the book. But Peaches Gertrude McFuzzin, come on. Come on.
Pretty good.
Yeah, thank you. And it fits her. Doesn't it fit
it
her?
It does. Yeah.
She is chaos in a shedding blonde fur. And just recently, she had pretty major surgery because they found masses on her body, which they don't know if it's cancerous or not, but like it could affect her mobility. And I had swore I would never do major surgery on my dog unless it was absolutely necessary before I got my dog. And I have become that with good pay that I'm now like, yeah, I'll do whatever to save my dog. Can I like trade my life for the life of my dog for years? Yes, then I'll do it. There was a TikTok video where like, would you let your partner die if it meant that it would give 10 extra years to your dog's life? And I was like, probably. My partner was concerned.
I can hear the Kate Bush song playing in the background running up the hill.
Maybe. I don't know.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I love my dog, and I will have a probably giant breakdown when she does pass, because I get attached, severely attached to animals like that. I have gotten to the point that if I see a dead animal, particularly dogs and cats, I start crying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a mess. Like, my emotions have gone from one spectrum to the other. Like, 10 years ago, that wouldn't have been a thing. I would have been upset. And if I see them being killed on, like, shows, immediate, like, dead to me. The film is dead to me. This is the worst film ever. Whoever's recommended this to me is also dead to me. Annie. Because that's kind of like, it, you know, like, there's a website for a reason. I know many people understand what I'm feeling in this level. Mm-hmm. But like 10 years ago, I don't think it would have affected me as much as this has. Again, though, it was 10 years ago when I had my other dog, and I still tear up thinking about him. But like, having this point of like, wow, I have become this person, like, you know, I think certain amount of concern is that you care more about your pet than other people. I don't think that's true. I thank God have never been put to the test of that, and thank God hopefully we'll never be put to the test of that, unless we're in a zombie apocalypse, which I've told people before. I'm like, I would probably rather myself starve than my dog. I don't know about other people. But just self. But again, I have never been put in that situation, so I don't know. This has gotten really dark. But like, there's this moment of like, I have become that 40-something Generation X / millennial person who, yes, chose this life of childlessness. I think I chose it. who knows, maybe I couldn't have ever had children. Like, I have a pretty dark history for my own, like, health. So I don't know. I've never put it to the test. But I am at this point because of choices, and adopted a dog in hoping to keep her for forever is my main goal. But all these different things, and it's kind of a fascinating look at my own personality. Mm-hmm. Again, with my attachment issues, like, there are so many TikToks that I'm glad to be seeing where people just cry at the thought of their pet passing. Mm-hmm. And I'm there, like, especially with the surgery. So my dog is very sensitive to sedation, but my dog is a jerk. And so is very anxious about any procedure. So if she's being restrained, she's going to snap. I could not take her, even as a puppy, to get her nails done without her snapping at them. So eventually the groomers would be like, no, you're going to have to take her. And this was like a month after I got her. So it wasn't me. I've put her in training. I've taken her to dog parks. I've taken her to doggy daycares. I've talked about the stories of, like, oh, this daycare is kind of scary. I don't know if I want to bring her this one. The ones that would be great with her would be great. But at the same time, like, she was getting more and more anxious being there. So it wasn't helping her. When she was a puppy and I would try to take her with other dogs, if they chased her, she was reactive. And that only led to her being more reactive when I would try to put her with other dogs. Like, it was a whole thing, y'all. So I really did want her to be sociable. I wanted to take her out to, like, restaurants and be that cool person that can sit with her dog. And once upon a time, my dog was really, and still is, food motivated. Mm-hmm. But, like, not enough for her not to be reactive.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, there's things that are like, oh, no. And every time I think she's doing better, something happens and she gets scared. So it's just a constant level of, like, okay, for the safety of myself and because of my dog and for other people and other dogs, I try not to do that. She gets along with other people, loves people, loves people, gets a little hyper, jumps on them, wants, gets mouthy, which can seem as scary. So I try to keep her at a distance and try to find a plan. Annie knows because Annie's dog sat. Mm-hmm. Plenty of times. But, like, all these things, but I have become this person with all of these things. So with the sedation, that I was like, okay, this is the only way we're going to get her medicated. We're going to get her updated on shots. We're going to get any of these things done. Because even with, like, putting her on just pills, different medications, that did not stop her. So, like, the vet was finally like, okay, we're going to have to sedate her for real. And the two times that happened, they had to bring her back, essentially. They had to do the counter drugs because her heartbeat was so low. So I've been freaking out. Unfortunately, people have told me stories of, which I'm glad to know because I was able to, like, let the vets know. I'm concerned about this. You will have someone screaming in your office if something happens to my dog because of this, like, type of procedures. But, like, of dogs passing or dogs dying because the sedation, just that. And everything else was fine. So I have a lot of concerns. So going into this procedure, I've been crying. I've been upset. I've been going back and forth about whether or not I want it to be done. Talking to the vet constantly. I've been pretty annoying, I will say that. Nice. But annoying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so everything has gone well. Everything's good. We're just waiting for results. But the fact that I've become this person, I will say, like, that's been, like, the joke is that you're just going to be single with your dog. Is that what you want? And I'm like, yes. Not the single part. Like, I have a good partner. If I don't have a good partner, then yes. But I do have a good partner who has been with me the entire time, which has been nice to have the partner. But I have become very dependent and have become one of those dog owners. And Annie, I don't know if I should be concerned or that I should be satisfied that this is how it's become.
Maybe both. Maybe both.
As a person who has none of those feelings. And you know me very well.
I do.
Do you think I have made some bad choices, good choices, or choices?
I think you have made good choices. I think that, and this really became much sadder than we intended it to be, listeners.
That's what happened with me.
I think that it's the, you know, is it better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all? I think that you love Peaches and she's brought you a lot of jewelry. And that's great. But there's the also the question of, is going to hurt like hell?
Yes!
So I think that, I don't think you've done anything wrong. I think this is one of the, that's why life sucks sometimes.
Right? So yeah. The other debate to this is, I've been wanting a second dog. Again, though, in knowing that my dog is rough and a bit of a jerk, the only times that I've seen my dog do okay with other dogs is when they are submissive and smaller than her. Then she's fine. Like, she can chase them and they just have fun. The end. The few dogs. Like, there was a time that a friend of mine brought her dog over. And it was a mess for the first day and a half. Like, it was bad. Like, we were like, oh, no, what are we going to do? But then, like, after that, after all of the snarling, and they were, like, I have a picture of them curling up together on chairs and chasing each other and having the best time ever. I'm like, what is this? And, like, I'm like, is it worth that to get the second dog? Like, if we had anything, I would want a smaller puppy that is just easygoing. Because if they react, the other dog reacts, she's going to react. Which is not a good, and I don't want to put any dog in that position either. And it's selfish for me to want this. This is a selfish reason because I'm like, I'm going to know I need that second dog if something happens to Peaches or I'm going to lose it.
Right.
Again, very selfish. I get it. But yeah, like it, my dependency of my dog depending on me. Mm-hmm. It's so high that I kind of, yeah, I'm scared and anxious about, like, the future of without. Which, again, yeah. My vet has said that she is very healthy. Everything looks good. Her teeth even look good. And she's around 9 now. Mm-hmm. Like, everything looks good on her. I can do her nails. I can bathe her. Like, everything, like, the vets or them can't do, I can do. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, she doesn't react the same with me, which I try to tell people, don't do this. Just do this. I can do this. You can't do this type of thing.
Right.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who hasn't heard names like Achilles or Odysseus, Cassandra, Medusa? But how much do you know about them from the ancient world? Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the podcast bringing the ancient sources to life. Greek myth and history is timeless, and unless you've been living under a rock, you have seen just how true that is today. But there is so much more to these characters and stories than what pop culture can do justice. I'm Liv Albert, the host of Let's Talk About Myths, Baby, and every week I bring you stories from the ancient world, both mythological and historical, to breathe new life into these thousands of years old stories. I'm also regularly joined by some of the most brilliant names in the field of archaeology and ancient history, authors of your favorite retellings from today, and everyone in between. Join me as I dive into the wild world of the ancient Greeks and their stories. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But like, there's so many things to that I'm like, wow, in my level of mental instability, that the ups and downs that I've gone through, she has helped me out so much more than anything else. The dogs. And then again, this is where I'm like, oh, this is at the same time, I couldn't really name her a service dog. Like,
right.
I'm not going to lie about that because she's an like, she's a service to me.
Right, right.
But that's about the extent. Mm-hmm. Although she has been your comfort. I have seen this several times. The way that you two will gather together for a fanfic,
and you kind of read my fanfic.
Yeah, and then she sits there, and you just yell at her. She just stares at you like, "What?" And both of you seem to enjoy that. All you do is just say her name repeatedly in a loud way. She's like, "Huh?" And you're like, "But pages for nothing."
Because that's my fanfic. No, it's funny because I have one of those digital frames, and quite often pictures of peaches pop up on there. And it makes
You're welcome.
Me laugh.
You're welcome. I've tried to convince you to get a dog too, but then like the incidents with my dog, you're like, what? Why would I get a dog?
Yeah,
I tried to convince you to get a cat.
Yeah, you're not the only one on that boat. I got a lot of people tooting that horn.
I mean, our ex-super producer, Andrew.
Yeah.
I'm sure would be a big proponent to, like, you getting a cat. Because they're a bit independent. We need one that will be a snuggly one, too, though, for you.
Yeah. My favorite cats were, like, the very affectionate cats.
Yeah. It's a hit and miss with cats, too. I will say it's a hit and miss with dogs, officially. I mean, too, but like not as much as cats. But yeah, like I'm trying to turn you into the one of us so I don't feel so alone.
You are not. I feel like I am the outlier on this.
I have a few friends who just doesn't like, who are very particular or don't like animals as much, which is quite funny to me. I'm like, huh, how did I end up with y'all?
Yeah.
There's at least three of you.
Yeah.
Four.
But I feel, oh, wow. I feel like I'm really good. I'm really good with peaches though. Like, mm-hmm. It's not.
Peaches loves you.
Yeah. I like, but it's like that kind of the argument of like being the cool aunt. I like come and I'm like, hi. And then I go home.
We're going to share this moment together. But then bye. You don't try to like get her riled up either. So that's nice. There's a few who will try to rile her up.
Yeah.
I'm like, don't do that. Okay. Yeah. You did that. I'm going to let you go, I guess. But like, yeah. I'm like, if you don't do that, she's not like this. Why are you doing this?
Right.
Mm-hmm. There's only a few people who do that, actually, but they also love doing that. And so I'm like, okay, as long as you're not getting hurt, I guess. But yeah, but like spending all this money, it was a lot of money, like unexpected, not unexpected, but like things I would never have paid. I could have never paid for again. Like I did that one time. It hurt me for 10 years, like if not still, because I really could not afford it. And I'm like, wow, this sucks. This is that level. I believe in the UK, because I think that someone wrote to us about this before, that they have pet insurance, like automatic, and it's actual pet insurance. And I'm like, oh,
right.
What is it? Oh, that must be nice.
Yeah, we're filling out our benefits right now, and it is not like that. There is pet insurance, but it is not for you. It's not automatic.
It is a lot of money, and from what I've seen from other users who have pet insurance, it's a hit and miss about whether or not it actually covers anything, because as we know, the U.S. insurance is corrupt. And it's not for people. It's for the companies to make money.
Yep.
That's a whole other show.
Indeed.
But anyway, thank you for letting me vent and whine about, and also, like, you know, giving me some of that, my anxieties of my pet, because it's been a lot. It's been a, like, as you know, Annie, the surgery happened, which I forgot to tell people, because I didn't want to sound like that obsessive dog person. A, B, when something stressful happens for me, I don't tell people till after the fact. Because I need to, like, internalize it and I have to figure out what's going on and how I feel about it. I'm also the non-reactive, like, the freeze person in stress, in stressful situations. Like, I'm just, but it looks like I just shut down and that I don't care. It looks like I'm being stoic, which I've been complimented a lot about, like, wow, you handle that stress really well. You don't react. That's great. And I'm like, that's because I'm freezing. Like, I don't know if it's actually that healthy.
Right.
Because I'm trying to gather myself to figure out what to do for next, which, again, sometimes is helpful.
Right.
Sometimes it's just a learned behavior.
Yep.
Which is, again, why I didn't tell. I didn't, like, I realized I hadn't told that many people, especially when I was like, oh, we're supposed to be recording.
Yeah.
So I came back on to record very quickly. I'm like, I got to go. I'm freaking out. I got to go. Which I did. I didn't think I would. I was going to react that way either, which is weird because I knew I was going to react that way.
I feel like those things, though, like, you can be in a place that is, quote, good and be like, I'm good. And then the next day you're like, oh, no, I'm not good.
That's true. That's true. It
does waver. Change.
Yeah. It does go back and forth. But yeah, so it's a lot. Just FYI, my dog is recovering. I will be taking her back next week. So this is November 7th, 2023, for any of the other, like, for dated time and reference. I'll be going the next week to remove her stitches, and they're giant, y'all. One's like 6 inches long.
Yeah.
They took off a lot of her fur. Someone called her a Franken butt, and it's not wrong.
I said she's going to look real goofy in a minute. So
rude.
It comes from a place of love.
It's true. So she's wearing a donut. She's been mad at me because I make her not, let her not scratch. But she's doing well, just FYI.
Yeah. Well, I know all the Sminty fam is rooting for Peaches and is glad she's doing okay. People always check in about her, so I'm sure they're glad to know.
There you go.
Yeah. Cheers to you, Peaches.
Cheers.
Yes.
Cheers to y'all and the other dog moms who claim it.
Yes. Cheers to you.
Dog peoples, I mean.
Yes. Well, if you want to let us know about your experience with this, send us pictures.
Oh, I love pictures.
Pictures of dogs are always great. Or any animals, always appreciated.
Got a hedgehog send me to me.
You can email us at stuffmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram and TikTok @StuffMomNeverToldYou. We have a Tee Public store. We should get a shirt for Peaches.
Let's put Peaches on there.
Here we go. We also have a book in which I believe you thanked Peaches.
I did.
So you can get wherever you get your books. Thanks as always to our super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Step One Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.